Well, we're on to the 12th inning here now in a 1-1 game, and catcher Bob Schmidt will be the leadoff batter. Both runs came in the 6th inning tonight. Schmidt actually is not on the Yankee roster. And, of course, it's not necessary for the ball clubs to pare down to the season's opening 28 until Monday. Here's the pitch. Schmidt, a right-handed batter, takes a strike. Strike one. This is only the third game in which Schmidt has appeared. He's been at bat only three times, has no hits, and has struck out two of the three times at the plate. Strike on the inside corner above the knees. One ball, one strike. On the lead batter for New York, top half of the 12th inning. Here's Wittichick's next pitch now. Low and outside, ball two, strike one. Both bullpens are still occupied with right-hander Claude Ramon loosening up for Houston and right-hander Pete Mickelson for New York. Wittichick throws again now. There's a curveball. He got him on that one, and he struck him out. That was a very bad pitch as far as Schmidt was concerned. A good one for Woody. It was very low and inside. Breaking ball that Schmidt struck out on. So there's one down now. That's the fifth strikeout for Wittichick. This by far is the best that Woody has looked this spring. And I might mention again the best that Farrell has looked in the 7 innings that he worked tonight. Ross Machito is coming on to pinch hit now for the pitcher Hal Rennick. Machito is a first-year player. He spells his name M-O-S-C-H-I-T-T-O. M-O-S-C-H-I-T-T-O, Machito. He's an outfielder and has played quite a bit in center field this spring for the Yankees. Machito now batting for Rennick. One out, nobody on base. So we'll have a look at Pete Mickelson in the bottom half of the 12th inning. Pitches outside of ball. Ball one. One or nothing. Hector Lopez, the top of the batting order for the Yankees, will be up next. Here's the next pitch by Wittichick. Ground ball to the shortstop, Bob Dillis. Big hop for the flea and the throw to first in lots of time. Machito has bounced out, two away. Dillis to Bond. Here's Hector Lopez to replace Mickey Mantle in left field. Mantle, bothered by a hamstring muscle injury to his right leg, did play through 7 innings tonight. Lopez has been up only once. In the 10th inning, he struck out. And it was Wittichick who struck him out. Woody's been pitching since the 8th. So he is in his 5th inning. This may be his last. Here's the pitch now. Ball outside, ball one. Hector Lopez, right-handed batter. Hector is not in the plans, of course, as a starter for New York, but a good man to have around, as is John Blanchard, both good utility men. There's a foul ball that's fielded by Vern Benson, the Yankee coach at first, and he shoots it back out to Wittichick. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, as we watch the amazing things that have happened here tonight in this amazing palace, you sort of look on to when the thing could suddenly be transformed. Oh, Woody, watch that one. He really threw that one away. That pitch slipped completely out of his hand, and it hit about 30 feet back over Ron Brand's head up against the screen. Ball two and strike one. All the field seats here, 10,000 of them, can be moved around to position in for football. Here's the pitch on the way to Hector Lopez, very low and in the dirt, and it's ball three and strike one. Woody has given up two bases on balls, and really has had only one wild swing. That was in the 10th inning when he hit Roger Maris and then got behind on Joe Pepitone, but he quickly settled down. Now he's behind on Lopez, three balls, one strike. Caught the inside corner. Lopez thought he had himself a walk on that one, but Mel Steiner said no, and it's a full count of 3-2. Two out, nobody on base. Should Lopez get on, Bobby Richardson will be up next. Wittichick winds again. The 3-2 pitch, fly ball, center field. Jimmy Wynn barely moves for this one. Couple steps to his right to retire the side. Three up and three down. So Wittichick now has retired 7 batters in a row since he hit Maris in the arm in the 10th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go now to the bottom half of inning number 12. The score, New York 1 and Houston 1.